Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Mem Tes. Nida Mem Tes, and we are on Mem Ches Amabez, three lines from the bottom. So we just had the brisa related to when do we allow women to be checked by women. The brisa discussed Kala Nivdakos, Nivdakos Alpinashim, and the question is, when do we allow such a check? So we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda said, Lefnei and La'achar HaPerek, women can check, Nashim both Kososan. Lefnei meant before age 11, before 11th birthday, and after was after the 12th birthday, during the year before, right, Tocha Perek. So then the Rabbi Yehuda hold that Ein Nashim both Kososan, because they cannot establish something that is a suffix, only a vade. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon held, even Tocha Perak, Nasha Botkos Osan. No, even during that year, women are allowed to be botekas. And we had a machlokas at the end of the daf last time. What exactly is that machlokas about? In terms of, do you rely on Chazaka Duraba, or you do not rely on Chazaka Duraba? Then the Brisa ended off with the last line, and we weren't sure who said it. The Brisa said, A woman is nemenes to be machmir and not to be mekel. And the Brisa said, this is in terms of miyun and in terms of chalitza, the two nafkaminas that have been in our discussions over the past couple of dafim related to katnus and gadlus. If a woman is a ketana, then we would still allow miyun generally, but we would not allow chalitza. But if we assume a little chumra, then we wouldn't allow either in either case. While gadlus would allow chalitza and not allow miyun anymore, that is the nafkamina. But this last line said, a woman who checks is believed to be machmer, not to be mekel. We said, because a woman checking here is just a gilui milsa, it's not real edus, like establishing facts and not establishing what occurred. Like the Rambam we saw in Mesechta Sanhedrin about establishing something is not kosher, not testify that somebody ate not kosher. That was the end of the discussion last time. So let's pick it up with three lines for the bottom. A woman is nemenes to be machmir and not to be mekel. So what is that referring to? Who is talking and when is that referring to? So hi man ketani la. Who is saying that? So the Gemara has two suggestions. Ibayis ema Reb Yehuda viatocha perek. Maybe it's referring to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda who held that we believe a woman for lefnei and la'achra perek, but tocha perek a woman is not believed because ein masi in sveikos al pinashim. We're not masi sveikos based on women, but the Bryce is clarifying that he would be believed for lechumra. Rabbi Yehuda va'atocha perek lechumra we would believe. That is the first suggestion, right? Let bottom Rashi v'atocha perek ka'amar dekamar ein anashim both kososan. When Rabbi Yehuda held that tocha perek we don't allow the women because we would trust simanim in tocha perek la'achra perek, and that's why we can't allow a woman to do it because that would be real edus. So then the chiddush is that la'achmir mehemna they would be ne'eman to be machmir, meaning e lo bat kushapir. If she wasn't checked properly, we would assume for sure. She would be Naaman to be Machmir, and therefore, if she would not find Simanim, so then we would assume she is Ektana and would not be able to do Chalitza. Okay, that is the first suggestion of Yehuda Atoch Aperek, V'ibay Yisema, or it's according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe it's according to Rabbi Shimon, Va'ale Achar Aperek. And it's going on even after she's 12 years old. She's 12 years old and she has shanim. We're not sure if she has simanim yet. So that's Rabbi Yehuda only lechumra. V'les lechazaka derava. And the suggestion is that he does not accept a chazaka derava. We assume up until now twice already chazaka derava. If there are shanim, so there must be simanim as well. The suggestion is that maybe this line is Rabbi Shimon's opinion and he would not agree with chazaka derava. Even after a woman has shanim, she would not be believed, a woman would not be believed that she has simanim because we don't rely on Chazaka Derava. Okay, today is what the last line of the Brisa is. Next, Mebesha Amru Efshar Chulu. The last line of the Mishnah had stated again, even though we had it earlier in the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah said, it's possible for Simin Tachton to come before Simin Elyon, but not the opposite, according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says, both are possible. And therefore, if Simin Elyon comes, that's no raya that Simin Tachton is there. And therefore, Rabbi Meir holds in that case, limbo, no chalitza and no yibum. Mashaykin the Chachamim say, no, if Simin Elyon comes, then she's vadai a gdola because it's impossible for the Simin Elyon to come without the Simin Tachton. If the Simin Elyon came, it must be that the Simin Tachton was here, but just Nashru Cyrus, the hairs fell out. But the Mishnah said that twice. The Mishnah said in the third line of the Mishnah, Apa Pishi Afshar, even though it's impossible for the Chachamim. And the second to last line, the last two lines of the Mishnah also repeat it. So the Gemara says, Hasul Amali, Hatanale Resha, we just had this in the Resha, that according to the Chachamim it's impossible. And we discussed last time the Chassam Sofer, who holds that this is not a Machlokas in Mitzias. He suggested that it's a Machlokas about the Simanim. What are the Simane Elyon? The Chachamim say they're very early, and if they're very early, so then you hold one way in terms of what could happen in terms of the Seder. And the mayor might hold a different Simen Elyon, and that's why he would say it is possible to have Simen Elyon for Simen Tachton. Okay, so, but why do you have to repeat it in the Mishnah? Tanalei Reisha. V'chi Tema Bishum Deka Ba'i L'mistama K'Rabbanan. And if it's because, well, we want to be so same like the Rabbanan, we want to show that the Stima Samishta is like the Rabbanan Pshita. You don't have to do that. We know that. We follow that way. Yochad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. We know that. We always follow the Rabbim. So what's the Chiddush of suggesting that the Rabbim are the Shita of the Chachamim? So the Gemara answers, Ma'u detema, Mistavar Taiman Derbi Meir, to come Messiah Le Kroi. Now I might have thought that Rabbi Meir makes sense here because the Psukim support him, which Psukim, the Psukim we had last time on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Psukim in Yechezkel, which Pashtus mentioned Simen Elyon before Simen Tachton. So you see Simen Elyon comes first, according to those Psukim. Kamash Valon, that's the Chiddush. That's to repeat it to say that even though the Psukim seem to support Rabbi Meir, but we don't pass it like Rabbi Meir. V'bayis ema, or mishib t'kabay l'mistika yosebo. Or maybe the last line of the first Mishnah is just a lead-in to the next Mishnah. We're about to have other Mishnayos which talk about context where there are two factors, where one factor might exist without the other factor, but not vice versa. So as a lead-in to that, we repeat the end of the previous Mishnah. Okay, it's just leading in. Rebbe, Rebbe Yudanasi, wanted to get us prepared for the following Mishnayos. Okay, now we're up to the following Mishnayos. Next couple of Mishnayos discuss, as we just said, various contexts, Tumentara and Dinamamanis and others, where we have two elements and it only goes in one direction, just like according to the Chacham, Simen Elyon cannot come before Simen Tachton, and Simen Tachton comes before Simen Elyon. So let's see. Says the next Mishnah. Kayotsebo. Kol kli cheres shehu machnis motzi v'yeshe motzi v'eino machnis. Any kli cheres, kol kli cheres shehu machnis, that allows water in. If you put the kli on water, it has a hole that water will get in. Motzi, if water could get in, that is harder for a water to get into a smaller hole, motzi, then for sure, if water can get in, then for sure water can get out. Because it's easier for water to leave a kli than to go into a kli. V'yesha motzi ve'eino machnes. And there are examples of holes in klei cheres that are motzi, that water can get out, but ve'eino machnes, water cannot get in. We'll have to see what l'may nafkamina, the different size holes in a klei cheres. As we know, a kli cheres, different than other kelim, is metame be'avir. If you hang something inside a kli cheres, the second to the tenth parak in Maseches Kelim discusses all different types of kli cheres and all the different laws of kli cheres and the laws of samit pasil, laws of items, kelim, that are totally tightly closed within a tumas ohel. So that's all the discussions of kli cheres. So the Mishnah here says, though, that if a kli cheres lets water out, that is not a raya, whether it's going to let water in or not, because it's easier for water to go out than to go in. Okay, we'll have to see l'may nafkamina. Number one. Number two. Kol eiver sheyesh bo tziporin yesh bo etzem. Any limb of a person that has a fingernail, that's a reflection that it has a bone in it. Only limbs that have thick bones have, if it has a fingernail, then it has to have a bone. The yesh yesh bo etzem eibo tziporin. But there are many limbs that have bones that don't have fingernails, right? Fingernails are only 20 nails at most on a person, right? But when it comes to many other limbs, or many limbs of the body that have an etzem, but they don't have a tzipporin, that's going to be important for Hilchas Tumas Ohel, as we will see, that it's got to have a bone, it's got to have an etzem in order for it to be Tumas Ohel. Rashi already alludes to the Gemara that if it is, this context here is we're talking about an extra finger. Right, but if it's a regular finger, so then or a regular limb, that it's not extra. So we'll see that even without a bone, it will be metamic, as we'll see in the Gemara. Number three, Kol hamitame medris mitame tame meis. Anything that can become tame through medris also can become tame through tumas meis. V'yesha mitame tame meis v'enu mitame medris. But there are some items that can become tame tumas meis and not tame medris. So what is that? We know tumas medris does not apply to all tumas. Applies to certain people, zav and zava, mitzora, yoledes, generally the mechusri kapara, they can make something tame when sitting on it, even without touching it. If I'm sitting on three mattresses, the bottom one is going to become tame tumas medris, which is mishkav or moshav or merkav. Those are all examples of tumas medris from the word daras, to trample. So what does that apply to? As we'll see, and as has been mentioned, tumas medris only applies to items that are usually sat on. A pillow, a couch, a chair, any of those can become tummy through medris. If they can become tummy through medris, they can become tummy through tumas meis. So, something that's not usually sat on cannot become tummy through tumas medris. I don't know, if you have a barrel, barrels usually aren't sat on. If you have a pen, right, pens are a book, all of those are not usually sat on, but those can become tummy meis, but they cannot become tummy tumas medris. Keep in mind that tumas medris is one of the exceptions in the world of Tumah Vatara, where the Tumah goes across, it does not go down. Tumas Medris is this transfer. When, as Rav Soloveitchik explained, by Tumas Medris, unlike usually by transfers of Tumah, there is a mitame and a nitma. A mitame, there is an active one, something that is tame already. An avatuma touches a rishon, so the avatuma is the mitame, and then something else becomes a rishon because it is nitma. When it comes to Medris, that doesn't occur, because this is one of the exceptions where it goes from av to av. What happens? A zava sits on a chair. That chair becomes a medris hazava. It becomes something that a zav sat on. Once that occurs, memela kadosh baruch hu is batamiyat. It's not that the person is batamiyat, because if a person is batamiyat, then it would go down. Rather, no, it's just labeled at a medris hazava. So then that's just a mitzius, just like a sheretz. Who's Batami Asheretz? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Batami Asheretz. This is just the Mitzius, that this is the reality. Who's Batami Shechva Zera? Shechva Zera is inherently Tamei. So too, when it comes to a Medris of a Zava, it is inherently Tamei, and it is not Nitma, and that is why the Tumah can be equal to the source of its Tumah. So, you have many examples of something that is not Tamei Medris, but is Tamei Meis, anything that is not usually sat on. Good. Now the Gemara is going to explain going into the details of these halachas. So Gemara, so now we're back to the first line. The first line said, klicharis, different types of holes for a klicharis. Water going in and water going out. So machnis, if the hole even lets out, lets in water, machnis, pasul mechatas. That size hole, you cannot use this klicharis for mechatas. Mechatas, to put the ashes and the water of the paraduma in. It has to be, as we said in last week's parsha, mayim chayim el keli, and this is not a kli. If it has a hole that is machnis, it is possible. V'kol shekein mishum gistera. And surely it's possible for gistera. What's gistera? Gistera always means a broken shard of a kli. That's gistera. But as long as a broken shard of a kli is still usable, it's generally still makabel tumah. Because let's say you have a cup, and you have a half a cup that broke lengthwise, so that you can still use this sideways in order to hold liquid. So as long as it's still usable, a gistera is going to be makabel tumah. But as we'll see, it's easier to lose the shem kli for a gistera because it's already broken. It's already on its way out. It's not like a regular kli. So if a gistera gets a hole that is enough to be machnis water, then surely it's going, if a regular kli is pasul for something for mechata, so surely a gistera, which is already shaky in its status as a kli, so that will be mevatel the gistera. And Rashi explains, batel mitaras gistera v'tahora mikol tuma, because even a kli shalem, it will have a hole. Motzi, finishing the line, but if the hole is smaller than a machnis hole, it's a motzi hole, meaning it'll let water out, but it won't let water in. It's a very tiny hole, so it won't let water in. We'll have to see how you test to see whether something is a motzi or even a machnis, but if it's motzi, so then kashal mechatas, upasal mishum gistra. So then, it's such a tiny hole, we would allow you to use this kli for mechatas, because that's not called a hole. And therefore, it's not batel, mishum shame kli. It's still called mayim chayim al keli, but it is pasul mishum gistera. But still, if it's already Gistra, even a tiny hole like that is a Gistra. Why? As we'll see soon in the Gemara, ain Gistra la Gistra. Meaning, once something's already shaky, if I have a broken shard that I use for a clear, then it gets a hole in it, even a tiny hole, I'm just going to throw it out. What am I going to do? It's already broken. Sometimes this puts it over the edge that it's not worth it to keep. Good. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos says, I don't understand. These klicheres are, the Gemara is discussing whether it's possible or kashal mechatos. Didn't we learn in Maseches Yuma, on Daf Beis, right at the beginning, that in the process of Para Aduma, we only use kalim that cannot be makabal tumah. Isn't that true? Kli galalim, kli avanim, kli adama. It says in Yuma, the beginning, but we always use a kalim that cannot be makabel tumah. So what are we talking about? Whether you can use a kli cheres, if it has a tiny hole, doesn't have a tiny hole, you don't use it at all. So Tosfos says, no, you only use those kalim that cannot be makabel tumah, bizman shemazin al hakohen hasorfa, shehechmiru sham. Regarding the Kohen that burns the Paraduma, that's where we go to the extreme and we don't even use kalim that can be makabel tumah. Why? Lefishe kilu letamosa l'shachta bitful shachta bitful yom lahotzi milibet shel stukim. Because, as we know from the Mishnah in Para, we do part of the avoda of the Paraduma dafka with a tful yom, dafka with somebody who we were metame that day because we want to be motzi miliba and shelhat stukim. We want to make sure that the stukim realize that one is they hold, the stukim hold that we are not allowed to use a tful yom for the process of paraduma, and we hold that we can. So we dafka use a tful yom in order to be motzi miliban, but because of that, because we go to one side and we use a tful yom, so we go to the other side, so we're not mizalzel in this stage of the avoda. So dafka during the stage when we use a tful yom, we dafka use kalim that cannot be makabel tumah. But the rest of the process, we could use kalim that can be makabel tumah as long as they are not tame, and that's what our Mishnah's our Gemara is talking about in terms of kli charis. The source of this halacha of Tful Yom, it's quoted there at the beginning of Yuma, but it's a Mishnah in Para. Mishnah in Para, the Mishnah says the Paragimel Mishnah Zion, discussing who brings the Paraduma out, and they make a special ramp. The Kevesh Hayosu Meharabayas Lahar Mishcha, there's a ramp that is created just for the purpose of Paraduma from Harabayas all the way to Harazesim. And Harazesim now is a Beis HaKfaris. It's a very special Beis HaKfaris, right? Because certain sources say that Tkeis HaMesim is going to happen first from HaRazesim. But originally, Bizman HaMikdash had nothing to do with it. It was one of the most Tahar spots. Right? It was east of Harabayis, and that's where they built a ramp from for the Avoda of Paraduma. Keep it, Agabi, keep it, can I get Otem? Mipnei Kever HaTahom, they made the ramp so no Tumas HaTahom would be able to go and be metami it up. Shebo Kohen Asarif HaSapara, Para v'chol misa'adeha yotze lahar mishcha. The paraduma and all the accoutrements and all the people who were helping with the paraduma, they used to go on that ramp. And then the next thing Mishnah says, in Mishnah Zion, the Zikne Yisrael hayu makdimin b'raglein lahar mishcha. The Zikne Yisrael would go before the paraduma, get everything ready. Ubeis hatfilo hayasham, and there was a mikvah there. Umitamin hayu asako in asarif asapara, and the one who burns the paraduma, they were mitamehim. They made him into tful yom, v'pneat stukim, shelo yi omrim, b'me'uror ve'shemesh ha'isanasis. Because they used to say that a tful yom cannot be used, but we dafka, they darshan, v'asaf ish tahor, ein tahor ela sheharif shimsho, ish tahor means you already had harif shemesh, and the Chachamim had a Kabbalah that tar means tar lemaiser kamar, meaning tar lemaiser sheni, which means even it's full yom before shkia. So that's why they have to use a full yom. But because of that, they balanced it with using kalim that were not makabel tumah. That's the only stage. But regarding our Gemara, we're talking about the other stages, and therefore one can be. That is Tosfos. If you look in the Ramban here says, no, without any as fundamental an answer. No, it's just, if you have the kalim of avanim and glalim, it's not in me'ikar adin, it's maila ba'alma. If you have those types of kalim, so then you could use them. But lav dafke, if not, you can use a kli cheres. Final answer, that was Tosfos, that was the Ramban. If you look in the Ritva right here says, a third answer, v'tirtzu, dihahi kodem kiddush. When do we say that you're allowed to use a kli cheres? That's only before you makadish the mayim. Dahainu nesinas mayim la'efer. Before you mix the mayim and the ashes, so that's where you can use a kli cheres. Avala acher mikani choshe lefish meyos hashal in makab muntumah. But once you were put it in, then we're not choshesh. Right before Kiddush, I'm sorry, before Kiddush, that's when you use these kelim that are not makabel tuma. But after Kiddush, la'achar megani choshen is a worry lafisha me'osa shah einon makabel tuma. Kidam rinam ba'alma mechata shenaga b'sheretz tahorin. Once it gets so late, it's not makabel tuma anymore, and therefore it would be okay. In the footnotes here of the Ritva, if I hear of Zalman al Ramban, do nimsa kein b'shum makom. V'yad, I don't know where this is. The Ritva and the Ramban are quoting that the Mechatas are not Makabal Tumma later on. I don't know where this is. The other Abba, but Para, refers to Mechatas Makabal Tumma. Okay? Either way, but that is a suggestion that at the stage of Kiddush, Para Aduma, there's a difference. Good. Either way, back to the Gemara. The Gemara had this nafgamina for how big the holes are for a kli cheres. If it's bigger and it's already enough to let water in, then it's possible for mechatas. If it's just tiny and it's only motzi, then it would only be possible mishum gestura. Next, Amar Rav Asi says Rav Asi shonin. We have learned. Some say shonin means Rashi says right here halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Right, shonin, we learn, kli cheres, shiur bekodis bashke. Kli cheres, its shear is bekodis bashke. The shear to ruin in kli cheres is bekodis mashke, if it has a hole the size of letting in water. Velo amru motzi mashke, la inyan gistra bilvad. The smaller shear than that, if it has such a tiny hole, that only lets water out but not in, so that's only said for gistera. My time out. Why? Amar zutra breder of Nachman lafishein omrin have gistera la gistera. As we said, we don't say bring a shard for a shard. Meaning, once a kli breaks, okay, you might use it. But once it breaks again, if it gets a hole in it again, we say forget it. We're just going to throw this out. We're not going to use this again. And therefore, we only say have gistera la kli. We don't say have gistera la gistera. Rashi here quotes that there are really five. Quoting from Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadikei, there are really five shiurim when it comes to, a kli cheres. Starting from the smallest hole to the biggest hole. The smallest hole is a hole that only lets water out but doesn't let water in, so that ruins a gistera. Next level up, if it lets even water in, but it does not, not bigger than that, just lets water in, which is also a small hole, so then it is possible to use for mechatas, but it's still a clear for everything else. If it's a little larger than that, if the hole is big enough for a little root to get out of the hole, so then it's considered, if something is growing in that kli cheres, it's considered attached to the ground. Right? Any zrun that are in there, if a root has the size to get in, that even if there is no root there, but it's considered a flower pot that, the nutzitz nakuv, that is attached to the ground, and therefore it'll be matar zrum that are inside, but it's still a kli regarding, let's say, holding solids. So, that's the next level up. Fourth level up is if it gets a hole that olives would fall out of it, so then it is tahar mishum that, unless you are miyachated to hold pomegranates, right? So then it's still tummy for that. But if it gets a hole that even pomegranates will fall out of it, then it's tar totally. Okay, those are the five shiurim relating to kli chi charis. Tosfos wonders, does this, the next one we'll talk about how we check, Tosfos wonders, does this apply to all types of kalim or only kli charis? Tosfos is suffix. What about other areas of halacha? Tosfos says, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, and Tosfos Ella, Gistera, I'm sorry, let's go to the we'll get back to that tosis. The bottom tosis. Tosis discusses, second to last line, Mashma de Dafka b'klicheres, hey kolos amidos, velo b'kliates, mikobakum hadar Rava, but Rava in Mesechus Chulin is not machalik. So Tosis says, yesh lahachmer b'chala kelim, shenikvu kakonis mashka, all kelim that have a hole the size of letting, water in, that you should not use them. For what? What are we talking about? Tosis is talking about, netilas yadayim. That's what comes up Lamaisa in terms of not Tumah Vatara, but Netilas Yadayim. How big of a hole is allowed that we would still be able to use this for Netilas Yadayim? So that's the discussion in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Kufnun Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Notum Yadayim Ela Bekli. Netilas Yadayim, this is talking about for Seuda, should only be with a Kli. Right, you need a kli. V'chol ha-kelim shirim, all types of kelim are kosher. Doesn't matter the material, whether it's wood or glass. Any type of kli, any type of material would be able to be used. Afilu, clay, glalim. Even a kli that's made out of dung, That's probably not the best, but it is usable. V'klei avanim, v'klei adama, all types of kelim. If it's tzarach she'imach like revius, it has to hold a revius. V'im nikev b'konis mashka, there it is. If it gets a hole that is big enough for water to go in, tahino, then he explains how you check, which we'll get to in the Gemara in a minute, so we'll skip it. Oz batel mitaras kli ve'notel mimenu liyadayim. If it has a hole the size of letting water in, so then it's not a kli anymore. It's batel, and you don't use it for nitzilas yadayim. Even if it's machzik a revius min hanekev ulamata, even if it holds a revius from the under the hole, still it has a hole in it. It has a hole in it, so the status of kli is removed. That is the Shulchan Aruch, and the Bir Halachi here quotes v'lav dafka b'kli cheres hamiyuchal lamashkin tegam leinian tuma savri kama poskim to batel mitum aso ayide nekev the konis mashke deina royal tashmisho elafilu b'shar kelim dulu kuli amalo nitru mitum aso ayide nekev zeh v'kleim b'kli cheres b'yichadim laochlin. All of these leinian netilas yadayim. That's what he says. Because not chashuv a kli le'inyan zeh. That is, he quotes the Rishonim, he quotes the Rif, he quotes the Rambam. That one shouldn't use a kli for the tilas yadayim if it has a hole in it. That is kufnun tes, where we talk all about different halachos of the kli for netilas yadayim. Good. We continue. There is the other Tosfos I wanted to mention, and that is there's a machlokas Rishonim, just to mention it, whether gistera requires yichud. If something breaks, and now I have a broken shard, do I have to be miyachid it? Do I have to have in my mind that I am still going to use this as a kli, or is it automatic? Tosfos here quotes a machlokas. Tosfos in Diranas Vilela quotes Rebbe Chananel. Gistera means broken in Greek. Venira the ein shever kli cheres tame mishum gistera ella imkein yichdo. Only if you were meyachid it, if you said, I'm going to use this, so then that's where it can be considered a kli. Ha'afilu shalem, kishaniki b'kodis mashke tarash yechden el ochlin. Even a shalem, if it gets a hole in it, you have to be meyachid that you're still going to use it. So surely a gistera, if it breaks off totally, you need to be meyachid it. If that's true as Tosfos, then why are there difference in shiurim? If you look, the Mishnah says in Kalim, and it's quoted in Maseches Chulin, that depending on the size of the kli, there's going to be differences in how much has to be left over in order to be called a gistera. But if it's in terms of yich, if you do yichud anyway, as Tosfos, what's the difference? You have to do yichud on a broken piece anyway. So what's the difference? How big it is? Whatever your miyachid. Kivin da'ari ayde yichud, afilu shever mikli gadu ye shi'ura b'chtei sichas katan. We say if it's a larger kli, it has to be a bigger shard. Why? If your miyachid did, then even a tiny little one. Tiny little part of the original kli, if you're miyachid, it should be good enough. Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar, de'ein derech liyachid shever katan habami kli gadol. No, if you have a big kli, then the derech is only to be miyachid, big pieces that fell off. If it's a big kli with a tiny piece left, so then you're going to throw that out. Therefore, Tosfos says, bat l'daito eitzel kol b'nei adam, and your das will be nullified. Bat l'daitecha eitzel kol adam, and therefore, you would still require yichud, and there would be shiurim for the pieces of yichud. Your yichud might not work if it is something that people usually are not miyachid. This is all Tosfos quoting Rebbe Chananel. If you look in the Rash in Maseches Kalim, where this is discussed, he holds that no, you don't need yichud. Sometimes it's automatic, which fits in better to the larger and smaller size shiur. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Let's continue 5 lines from the bottom. Keitza botkin kli cheres leidem nikei b'konis mashke olav imlav. How do you do the check? How do you check if a hole is big enough even to let water in, or it's only big enough to let water out? So different days in the brisa. First opinion: Yavi areva malea mayim. What do? You bring a larger trough. You use a big pan that is full of water, and you push the k'tera down into it. You push it down, face up, and you have to see if water goes in. If water goes inside, from the outside to the inside, so you know that it is big enough even to let water in. And if no water comes in, you know it's a smaller hole, it only lets water out, but doesn't let water in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not an appropriate, you can't use that as the test, because there you are exerting pressure on the kli. You are pushing it down, and therefore even if it is in the category of only motzi mashke, but because you're pushing it down, the pressure causes water to go in. So Rabbi Yehuda says you got to do it in a different way. Same thing, you fill it up, but instead of putting it in right side up, you put it in upside down. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kofef azne kedera lesocha. You invert it. you put it in upside down. Let's say you put it in the smaller kli cheres into the larger pan or the larger pot upside down before you put any water in. And then, once it's in there, now you pour water into the outside and you make the water go over the level of the upside down kli. And you see if the water goes in. Because that is a way to check without having pressure exerted on the hole. Rabbi Yehuda Omer again, now inside, kofef azdei kedera lasocha, you turn over the handles of the kedera in it, umeitzif aleha mayim, and then you float water above, you pour it and you let water get above the rim, the bottom, v'im kones, if water goes in, v'yadua shekones mashke, then you know it's big enough for water to go in, v'im la, v'yadua shemosi mashke. One way. Oh, or another way to check, shofta al gabe ha'or, or you put it on a fire. Im ha'or ma'amida, if the or is ma'amid, what does that mean? Rashi explains, shelo yetze ha'mashke, that the liquid is not going out onto the flame, so then, biyadua shemotzi mashke. So you know it is a small nekev, and is not ra'i to be motzi mashke. V'im lav, and if the water goes out, biyadua shemachnes mashke. You know that it is one that is large enough. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af lo shofta al gabe ha'or, rebnei sha'or ma'amita. No, that's not such a good test. Because even if it's big enough, the fire might keep the water in. Wouldn't let the water come out, even if it is machnis. So ella, rather, shofta al gabe ha'remetz. A better way, not the fire, but if you put it just on hot coals, hot embers. That's the same idea, but it won't be, you won't have the pressure, like just like the original Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't want the pressure of the person, you don't want the pressure of the fire, so shofta gabi haremetz, im remetz, ma'amida biyadua shemotzi mashke, v'imla biyadua shekonis mashke. If the coals are ma'amid, so you know it's motzi mashke, and if not, it is kones mashke. The next line of the Braisa is machlokes. It's unclear exactly what it's suggesting. Let's read it. Hayatorei tipa achar tipa. If there's drip after drip coming out of the kli, biyadua shekonis mashke. So that is known that, if it's already dripping out, that it is even konis mashke. Some Rishonim say, Rashi says, that this is another bedika. Vizunami bedika. Imnitin l'tocho mayim. Right? If you have water in it, it's dripping out, so then you don't have to do any other types of bedika. Other Rishonim suggest the mashma'us of the Rambam is that this is not a bedika, because Rambam doesn't quote it. If this was a bedika, this should be first. Right? It's just added on at the end. Okay, either way, discussion what exactly that last line is doing. Ma'ika beitanakam or Yehuda. What's the dekudas ha'machlokas between the first two opinions, whether you put the kli in straight or upside down? Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Ula. Kinus al yidei hadchak ika binayu. The machlokas is whether if it's machnis, if the hole allows water in with pressure, is that a good enough simin to determine what category this is in? So that's a machlokas. That's the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Okay, so that takes us through the first issue of kli cheres and the holes. Next, we spoke about evarim, an aver sheyesh bo tziporin or ein bo tziporin. Interesting discussion I saw in the Chashuk Echemed. Relates to another source, which we'll mention in a minute. He mentions that we say on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, sometimes we don't say it on Shabbos, when we make a bishaberach for a chola. We say to a male, to his 248 evarim and 365 gidim. The question is asked, he says, for the Mishnah in Aulis says, there are 248 evarim in a person, and each one of them is metame b'maga, b'masa, uba ohel. All three. Maga, masa, and ohel. And the Bartanura there, and the Mepharshim there, explain what it makes up an aver that is metame b'ohel. It has to have basar, gidim, atzamos. In order to be an aver, to be metame b'ohel, it has to have flesh, and gidim, and sinews, and bones. There are many, the Mepharshim on the Mishnah point out, there are many avarim that don't have bones. That don't have bones. If you have the heart, if you have the kloyos, you have the spleen, you have the gidashesen, all of them, the Tveris Yisrael there says, in Aulis, Perak Aleph Mishnaches, Zinan Kishar Basar. So therefore, ask the Mepharshim, don't we have more than 248 limbs? Right, Shasa, we always say, Ramach Ivarav Shasa Gidav. That's only Ramach Ivarav with Basar Gidav Matzamos. But V'im Kain asked Rav Zilberstein, we don't even daven for them. Because we daven for the Ramach Ivarav and the Shasa Gidav. So, but we have other, a lot of other limbs that don't, that aren't included. Those are only the ones with the bones of the limbs. And he says you find this many places. We always refer to the 248 limbs, 248 limbs. But the Mishnah Allah says that there are 248 with bones. There are a lot more without. Yeah, where else do we say? The Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Beis, where it says HaKadosh Avram Avinu, originally it was Avram and then Avraham, B'tchila Himlichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Masayim Ba'arba V'shlosha Evarim. Originally, Avram HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mamlich on the 248 Evarim, Ulozav Himlichu Al Masayim Ba'arba V'shmone Evarim, and then first 243, then 248. Avram included the eyes and the ears, Shteyanayim V'shteyaznayim V'shosha Gaviyah. Either way, the Gemara also there assumes that there are 248. Or the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says that B'Kriya Shema Yesh Ramat Tevos, there are 245 words in Kriya Shema, and to be Mashlim, the Chazan ends up by repeating Hashem Elokecha Memes. So we know the Chazan, the Minhag, at least of Ashkenazim, is to finish quietly Hashem Elokecha Memes, and the Chazan repeats it in order to get to 248. And if somebody's davening alone, so then they say, Kel Melech Naaman, whatever it is, we try to get to 248. So again, what do you mean? The most chashuv evarim of a person are not included in these 248. And the shmira that we're trying to get by saying shma with the parallel, so that's not 248. Says of Zobosin, L'chara hayimakom lamar, what you have to say is that there are different definitions for evarim when it comes to Tum V'Tahara, and it comes to Shmira and other elements. Shechazal Kiblu, Sheyishra Machivarim Ba'adam. Chazal had the Misora that there are 248. Ulagabe Tuma Ha'ivarim Heim Elu Sheyish Lahem Basar Atzamas V'Gitim. Regarding Yechos Tum V'Tahara, so we say there are 248 of those. Ach Lagabe Shmira Nechshavim Eivarim Acherim. Shem Chiyunim L'Chiyos Ha'adam. When it comes to Shmira on a metaphysical level, it must be that an Aver is not defined as it's defined in Ilchus Tumah V'Tahara. It's defined as Chiyus. What gives Chiyus? Obviously, there are other limbs. V'yishla zegam svara. Shalagabi Tumah ha'ochen achar binyan ha'adam. V'abinyan hu ba'atmos gid basar v'gidim. Regarding to, for Tumah, you go by the build of a person, the skeleton of a person. Avalagabi Shmira ha'ochen achar chiyunis ha'aver. You go by the life. What gives life? Which Aver gives life? And therefore, you would have different definitions of the 248. So somebody asks you, what are the 248? The Ramach Avram Lashasagidim, you can't give a straight answer. Well, you have to say, well, for Hilchas Tumah, you go by the ones that have an etzem in it. And if for Hilchas Shmira, and for the metaphysical, you go by ones that give life. And he quotes the last two lines that he asks, his brother of Chaim Kanievsky, Shabemishaberach, Shabemkasher Omer Malachola, who Yevarech Vyarape, Bezem is Kavan Lachlul, Sevarma Elu, Shainam Bechesh Ramachivarm. When you say at the beginning, who Yevarech Vyarape is a Chola, one should have in mind the whole body of the Chola, even the Evarim that do not have bones, so everything will be included in the Mishaberach. Okay. That is what he suggests. We continue now. So that is just related to Evarim, and now we get into discussions of Evarim. Kol Aver Sheish Bat Tziporin, so the Rambam Mishnah said, if it has a fingernail, that reflects that it has a bone. But many have bones that don't have fingernails, right? The upper leg, right? Many bones, the elbow, right? It doesn't have a fingernail, but has a bone. Says the Gemara, Yesh Bo Tziporin, Mitami Bamaga Uba Masa Uba Ohel, if it has a Tziporin, if it has a fingernail, even, the context we'll see in a minute, we're talking about an extra finger. If somebody has a sixth finger, if it has a fingernail, then it has chashivas as an aver, and therefore it will be mitame b'maga b'masa ube ohel. If it is an entire aver. Yesh bo etzem ve'ein bo tziporin. If it has an etzem but it does not have a tziporin, then the mesora is mitame b'maga ube masa ve'ein mitame b'ohel. That it's only mitame b'maga masa and not mitame b'ohel unless it has a kazayas basar on it. Because an etzem kisora, that's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. An etzem kisora, the etzem, the size of a barley seed, is only mitame b'maga masa and not b'ohel. Unless it has the requisite amount of basar, then it would be mitame even but oh hell. Rashi here points out that if it is not an extra finger, it's just the regular finger, one of the regular fingers that one is supposed to have. The lav yaseiri he vadim etamim b'shem aver ba'ohel. The avakav deleka kazayis basar. If it's not extra, that is just part of the body, and that has chashivas in and of itself. Let's continue for a minute, then we'll quote the Mishnah. Amar Rav Chisda, Davar Zer Rabbeinu Agado Amru. Rav Chisda said, this is what I learned from my great Rebbe, Rabbeinu Agado, who was Rav, HaMakom Yehe Bezro, Hashem should help him. That's like Shlita. Etzba Yisera, Sheyish Bo Etzem, Ve'ein Bo Tziporen. An etzba, an extra finger that has a bone and not a tzipor, metayi b'makom amasa ve'en metayi ba'ohel. But if it's not extra, so that is always metame. Amrav barbachana, amrav yochran, ukeshe'edon is peres lagaf hayad. And all this is also only referring to a case where it's not counted with the other fingers. It's not in the row of other fingers. If it's in the row of other fingers, and even if it's extra, even if it does not have the kesayis baser, it would still be metame. The Mishnah Maseches Olas lists off all the items that are metame ba'ol, and all the items that are not metame ba'ol. Again, I'm here with Yibane Beis HaMikdash. These should all be lamaisa, but it also shouldn't be lamaisa, because there shouldn't be any more death in the world. But the Mishnah is beginning the second parak. Eil metame ba'ol. The following items are metame ba'ol. It's all different parts of the mace. Right, too much nevela is not metame ba'ohel. Shefazera, only ohel. Only mace, and maybe tsaras, but il metame ba'ohel. Hamace, kizayis ben hamace. A kizayis from the basara mace. Kizayis netzel. Kizayis of a mace that became liquefied. Umole tarved rakav. Rekev, which we discussed earlier in this besechta. Remember the sugis of Gandilon in the story of the rugged shopper. Hashidra, the spine, they have the whole spine, the bones of the spine. Gulgolas, they have the whole bones of the skull, even though there's no basar on it at all. Aver min ames, aver min achai, sheisha lam basar karaui, that has appropriate basar, the amount, the requisite basar. Rov atzam, a certain amount of bone, may rov minyan, right, even if there's one bone, it's not matame ba'ohel, it's not matame ba'makom amasa. Right, so the Mishnah lists off all the different types of items that are matame ba'ohel. What if you have a revius of dam, machlokas, if it's from one person, it's from two people, machlokas on common Rabbi Akiva, there are all different rules and regulations about tumas ohel, but this goes on the list. If you have an aver, sheishbo tziporin, an aver that does not have a tziporin, here are the rules. Good. Kol metame medris. Now we continue. Kol dechazi lemedris, metame tame meis. As the Mishnah said, anything that is roi lemedris is automatically also, because that's a smaller category, that's also metame tumas meis. The yesh metame tame meis, veina metame medris. And there are many items that are metame tumas meis, but are not metame medris. La asuye mai. What does that include? La asuye sa'a vitarkov. You include a container. Sa'a v'tarkav is a container that holds 1.5 sa'a. So, like a barrel, a cup, anything that's not normally sat on. Titania v'hayoshev al hakli. Yachal kafes sa'a v'yashav aleha. You might think if you have you turned over a container that holds a sa'a, and you sat on it. Oh, tarka v'yashav alav. Yehei tameh. You might think the person becomes tameh in that case. Or the item becomes tameh. Tamalomar. No. Asha yeshiv alav azav. Something that azav usually sits on. Misha miyucha liyeshiva yatzazeh. Excluding this type of item, sha'omrim lo, that we say to it. As if we talk to this inanimate object. Amod v'dasem alachteinu. Let's do your work. Meaning this is not the normal usage for this item. And therefore, it's not going to become tameh. Good. There is an important yesod. This is a halachic yesod that's mentioned in the Chashukei Chemed here, but it's even, we have to start one step back first. If you look in Tshuva of Ramosha, Ramosha has a Tshuva, it's a well-known Tshuva, regarding Kohanim going on airplanes where they are carrying Mason. It's a big discussion. It says Ramosha in Yaradeya, Chelek, what Chelek is this? Chelek Bey, Simen, Kuf Samach Dal. This Tshuva was written in 1972. Bey Siva, 1972. To someone in Antwerp, says the Ramosha, "Imutu l'koin lisa be'airplane shemolichin shamais l'kover be'eretz Yisrael ba'aviron shekoren airplane shemolichin shamais l'kover be'eretz Yisrael asur l'koin likaneisham ki kol ha'airplane av shegadol tuva v'yesh b'makom l'mata shemunachin sham hamasaos." And even though there's a separate area where they put the luggage, v'sham munakam hamesh yesh chatzitza. All of it is, says Ramosha, kli echadu. V'hu shel matechas shemekabel tuma. It's from a metal that's makabel tuma. Umemela ein achotzi b'frei tuma. It's makabel tuma, so it's not chotzeitz. V'nitma ha-kohen b'tumas o'al ha-meis b'mash b'meshehu b'iser la-va-ase. That's Ramosha's first category. We're not posking now, we're just saying this was the Messias in 1972. I know there's been a lot of work done in terms of not just using on LL airplanes, not just the material that's used, but also the airspace, space that is left above the mace before the roof. Again, one should ask the local posek exactly what to do. We're just quoting this shuv of Rav Moshe, where there was a certain mitzius that was true in 1972. You know, in 40 years later, you know, that Bizman Hazeh, today, there might be a different mitzias, and therefore we're not pasuking. We're just quoting the yesod of this tshuva. If you look in the next paragraph, which is what's important for us, says Rav Moshe, "Ach yesh la'ayin." But maybe we should say, "Du'ulai rak elu mine matkas shenamru bikra shisha minim." We know there are only six metals mentioned in the Torah, so maybe only those six metals are mekabel tumah shehem zav kesef nechoshes barza bedilo fares heim mekabel tumah v'lo minim achirim v'ksas hayanirikain. And it appears that way, that this seems correct, that only these six, because after all, next week's parsha, why does the Torah have to list them? Just say metal, just say a word that's more inclusive. But yet, though, the Torah lists them off as if to say these and not others. There are new metals, for example, aluminum. So maybe you would say that other metals are not mekabel tuma. V'ha airplane kimidume she'enu mishisha mine matkas elu. And l'chora, the airplane is not made from one of these six metals. It's not gold or silver. Aval efshar, so that's one. So maybe it's be mekel. But then Ramosha goes back and says, no. Efshar, shega min matkazeinu min acher. It could be that all metals in the world are really included in these metals. There are tarovets. V'tzorach lachko leidazeh. Okay. V'im yizbarer shehu min acher. And if you find that it's a different min, shayeh rasan Hashem yizbarach sheyizgaleh b'doros elu achronim, that Hashem wanted it to be in, uncovered in later generations, hayanose yose shalom makabli tuma. If you know for sure it's a different category of metal, so then pashtus is you would think that it's not makabli tuma because Hashem dafka left it out of the Torah. You shouldn't apply because it's all Gderes HaKasav. I'm not sure. Then he talks about Ohel Zaruk. Can he be Mekel for Ohel Zaruk? So he gets Lamaisa. He says if a Kohen knows, maybe he should be Machmir. Many times a Kohen does not know. And again, Bizman Hazeh, the Tumas, the Metzias might be different. Okay, this is a sugya of that Rav Moshe discusses. But now says with Zilberstein, 1 minute, I have another problem with this tumah. Even if you want to say it might be limited to certain materials or not, but the idea of limits in certain materials does not apply to tumas medris, tumas heset, says Rav Zilberstein. L'chora, he says, Ayesh k'sas b'achom l'dun, b'divrei kachol, sh'o amar na egris Moshe, sh'kol ma'shabatzidu sh'ish b'dekelem sh'makabal tumah, v'yishim sh'idu makabal tumah. The whole chilek, that we know there are certain materials that are makabal tumah, and certain materials are not makabal tumah. Certain types of kelim. That's all regarding tumas mace. But regarding tumas medris, we never find distinctions. Any type of couch, or chair, or pillow, or mattress, it doesn't matter what the material is, it's makabel tumas medris. It's a very important yesod. V'chol kli sh'omei li yeshiva o shchiva makabel tumas filu em eino mimine kelim elu. V'bnei sh'yish ribui miyuchad v'toro l'gabi tumas medris. But tumas medris, it says that it's a special pasuk in the Torah, and there are no limitations. Any material, mitzad asvara, anything that you sit on. And therefore, hu adim binyan einu. The whole plane is miyuchad li yeshiva. So it should be makabel tumas, even if it's not one of the six metals. So I don't know why you would want to limit it. So therefore, he says, Yitzachin shematos makabel tumah b'dinei kli matris, v'afilu im nomar she'inu asa yimini matris. Makabel tumah is makabel medris, ki asli li yeshiva, u'memeilo hu makabel tumas meis. U'lachin emish niftar b'matos b'teya mit'an, asa l'koin l'shat b'matos zeh. He says, but I'm not possibly now, look what I wrote elsewhere in a different contrast. But again, this is something that should be asked, an important yesod, but at least the yesod for us is important, that tumas medris doesn't have any limitations of types of materials. That's what we're talking about here in our Gemara. Viter. Next Mishnah. Totally different context. Kala roi lo dedinin nefashas roi lo dedinin maminis. If anyone who is on the higher level, that he could be a judge for dinin nefashas, then he for sure could be a judge for dinin maminis. V'yesh sh'roi lo dedinin maminis, v'yesh sh'roi lo dedinin nefashas. But there are some people out there that we would not allow to judge dinin maminis, even though we would allow them to judge dinin nefashas. Amr, who is that? Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Asuye, Mamzer. A Mamzer, we would allow, a halachic Mamzer, we would allow to judge Dini Mamanis, but we would not allow him to be a judge for Dini Nefashis. Tosis says, you could have also said, Baumum. Baumum is also possible with Dini Mamanis, and kosher for din, apostle for din nefashis, apostle and kosher for din mamonis. But maybe we just wanted to, we were interested in psul yuchsin, not the psul from the outside, and that's why it doesn't list balmum. Tanina chadazim. Now ask the Gemara, didn't we learn this already? We learned this in the Mishnah Masech Sanhedrin. Hakok shen lo din mamonis, v'nakok shen lo din nefashis. Vavina balasuyim mai v'amar av Yehuda, asuyim mamzer. We already included mamzer in this halacha in Sanhedrin. So why is it repeated here in Masech Nida? Just Derech Agav, Tosis quotes that we're going to have a lot of Mishnayos here that appear, the halachas appear elsewhere in other Masechtos. Why does the Gemara only ask it here? Tosis says only here you have the exact Lashon. Right? Otherwise, the other cases, you have those halachas mentioned, but you don't have the exact Lashon. So only in Sanhedrin you have the exact Lashon. So Gemara answers, you're right. It says it twice really to talk about two different people. Chadal Asuye Ger, the Chadal Asuye Mamzer. Maybe we need two, both a Ger and a Mamzer, can judge mamonis and not nefashis. Vitzrichi, and you need both psukim. Diyesh mina ger, if you only a ger, that a ger could do mamonis and not nefashis, bishum deroi lovo bakal. Because a ger can marry anyone, bikahal yisrael. Aval mamzer, dein roi lovo bakal, but a mamzer who can only marry a mamzeris or a gioris. So a malo, I might think that he can't even judge mamonis. Kamash v'lom, we allow him. V'iyash v'ina mamzer, and if you only had mamzer, listen, mishav t'kos us, he'd be tipa k'sheira. At least the parents of the mamzer are k'sheirim, even though what they did was terrible, obviously. Aval ger t'kos, he'd be tipa p'sula, emalo, but a ger who's comes from tipa p'sula, he has no yichus, emalo, tzricha. That's why we would need both to say a ger could also do dine mamonis. Tosis here discusses, big sugya, what does ger mean here? So pashtus is, Tosfos says in the fourth white line, mashma de kasher, afagat de inimu yisrael. Sounds like ger is ger. What does ger usually mean? Ger means the mother's not Jewish. And the child converts. That's usually what a ger means. So it sounds like from here that a ger would be kasher, even if he's a real true ger, what we call a ger. The problem is, the Gemara's in Yavamas and elsewhere seem to limit and say, no, that's not true. It's not true. You need imo mi yisrael. And if your father, someone's father was not Jewish, that's not a true ger, they're Jewish really, but they just don't have full yichus. That's what we're talking about in these contexts. So different sugyas point in different directions. So Tosfos says, maybe our Gemara is only talking about a ger could judge dini mamonis for ger chavero. A ger could judge another ger for dini mamonis. That's what is being referred to. And that is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this as well. The end of Simen, Reish Samach Tes. There's one Simen in Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Gerim. Reish Samach Tes. That's what we talk about, all the halachas of Gerim. When a person is Balei Gayer, what do we tell him? The Chulu. So the last Si'if in that Simen, Le'inyin Din Ger, Kosher Ladon Dini Mamanis, V'hu Shetia Imam Yisrael. A Ger Kadosh Dini Mamanis, as long as his mother is Jewish. Aval, Im Ein Imam Yisrael, if his mother was not Jewish, what we would call a Ger, Pasul Ladunas Yisrael. He cannot judge a Jew from birth, Aval Achavero, Ger, done. But he can judge his ger, another ger like him. Ula chalitza pasul, afila chalitza's gerim, ashi aviv imam yisrael. Chalitza, based on the Gemara, that's a higher standard, but that is in terms of Hilchas Gerim. That is the last halacha in the Siman Hilchas Gerim. Once it's open, just to mention, it's a fascinating ha'ara to mention, the Gemara mentions, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that we let him know, mixas kalos and mixas chamuros. We let the guy know certain mitzvos. And the, see if it's quoted here, and if not, I'll, here, quoting, some mitzvahs, kala mitzvah hamur, so modino, so ikari adas, shehu, yichud Hashem, vizra vadas kochavim, amrichan imo badavar zeh, umudino, so mitzvahs, mitzvahs kala, so mitzvahs hamur, so modino, so mitzvahs onchen shal mitzvahs, shomim lo, and you say, before you did this, then you're not going to be punished for it, and now that you are going to be part of the Jewish people, you're going to be responsible for it, so meaning we try to push him away a little bit. Doesn't quote it here, but the Gemara mentions that some of the mixes kalos are peah. We talk about lechet shikhan peah tim. So the mafarshim discuss why dafka. That's mentioned. Those mitzvahs are recognitions that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Interesting. Those are mitzvahs kalos that are mentioned. Isn't the achronim discuss so a ger can't be a judge? That's interesting. What about Shmaya Vavtalion? Shmaya Vavtalion, two of the leaders, two of the zugos, mentioned at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. So the pashtus is, many Rishonim assume that Shmaya Vavtalion were on the Sanhedrin, and they judged they were on the Sanhedrin. I mean, they did in Nefashis. The Gemara Chagiga says in Adaf Tezayin. And the Rambam holds that Shmaya Vavtalion were Gerim. So how do they judge? How do they, even according to the lower definition of Geris? So various answers are given. The Knesset HaGdol and Choshe Mishpat suggests maybe because the Tzibur was makabel them l'rov chashivusam, so the Tzibur can be makabel them. Number one, the Tumim does not like that answer because when it comes to Dina Fashis, you can't be makabel anybody. You can't be makabel when we say Neman Alay Abba, Neman Alay Avichu, all of those are the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, so that doesn't work by Nefashis. And we know Shmaya Vavtalion judged Nefashis. So the Tumim, Veras and Haibishit, suggests that they weren't really judging. Jalonis Kablu Rak Labirur Halacha, Betar Shabal Peh, La Otsim Chachmasan. They were the Gdolei Ador, but they weren't actually on the Sanhedrin. But he leaves it for Tzarech Iyan, a little difficult. The Birki Yosef, the Chida suggests, maybe the, and this is the Pashas, you would say, maybe this is only, when is a Ger Pasal? Only if there is Yesh Kayotze Behem Yisrael. But if these are the greatest individuals of the time, so then we would allow them. Similar to second to last daf and brachas, that you're not allowed to be ma'aber shanim or mekadesh chadashim nechutz la'aretz unless lo hinichem kamosam beretz Yisrael. Like Rabbi Akiva's case, right? So therefore, maybe that's the third suggestion. Or the other suggestion given is like some rishonim say maybe they weren't gerim, they were just children of gerim. Okay, that's what the Tosas Yantav suggests on that on the Mishnah Avos and Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud to explain some of these problems. Either way, that is Shmaya Ve'Avtalion. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.